Radio Theater is on the air.
It's the riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Getting ready for the cowboy show. Yodelay, yodelay, yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airways once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky, and their special guest, Skeeter Davis. This is Texas Vic Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're
going to
ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're going to hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with a 2,938th performance of their Supreme Court nominated career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, Riders in the Sky, and thank you, Texas Bix Bender. Riders in the Sky are Too Slim, Ranger Doug, Woody Paul, and of course our orchestra under the direction of Joey, the Cow Polka King. We got a lot of great show for you here, so let's kick right into it with Cimarron.
One, two, three.
Gallop back into your life following this completely deductible message. Here's the president of First Rational Bank Cash Arbitrage.
Yes, friends, it's true. The only sure things are death and taxes. And Texas. And Texas Big Spender. But I digress. Taxes. That's what I'm here to talk about. Everybody pays them. Everybody hates them. I wish I had a nickel for every time some poor schlump has said to me, Mr. Arbitrage, I need some relief. Come to think of it, I do. Thanks to Tax Attack. Yes, Tax Attack. sending in the troops to blast a hole in your tax obligation. How? Easy. We teach you not for the squeamish accounting techniques, like the fabled dance of the decimal point. The wondrous number Scrum. And the legendary Phantom Child. You receive your own passport to that wonderful land called Gray Area. And then we teach you to say with the innocence of a newborn, gee, I guess I made a mistake. If you've been around the H&R Block and you're tired of forking over your fair share, call Tax-A-Tech. Make an appointment with Loophole Larry. This somewhat accredited tax lawyer can weasel a deduction where lesser weasels fear to tread. And what if you're audited? Well, what if you are? We won't embarrass you by going with you. Holding your hand like a sad nanny, weakly justifying your return. No, you'll stand alone, the way God planned it, proud, free, on your own. Tax-A-Tech, call now.
For an appointment with Loophole Larry, call 1-900-W-NELSON. That's 1-900-W-NELSON. First three-minute consultation, only $9.99. You'd better hope that past performance is no indicator of future results.
Remember, Tax-A-Tech, if the IRS is threatening to break your back, here's a way to get your bank account back in the black. Call the weasels in the trenches down at Tax-A-Tech. Tax-A-Tech!
Writers Radio Theater sends a great big Western howdy to our station of the week, WIUM in Macomb, Illinois. And now here's the king of the cowboy fiddlers with a little of the Untitled Rag. And now it's guest time on Writers Radio Theater, and here's Doctor of Guestology, Woody Paul.
Yes, indeed, Texas Bix. I think that I've missed my page, but I don't need a page to introduce this young lady. She's a country music legend. She has hits going all the way back to the 50s. She's written a new autobiography that's tearing up the charts. She's a great friend of ours from the Grand Ole Opry. She really knows how to deliver a song. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Skeeter Davis.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Skeeter, we have been talking for years about getting you on Writers Radio Theater, and we're delighted you finally made it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think we started talking about this about 4 or 5 years ago. I am glad I'm here now.
Skeeter, didn't you play the Emory Theater some time ago?
Yes, I've been in this building many, many times. It's kind of special being back here today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Done some shows with Tex Ritter here, and my little grandmother came here one time to see us.
Wow.
It's special.
You were on the stage.
You did shows with Tex?
Yeah, old Tex was here. Yes, he was. Get along, little doggies.
Well, you got a cowboy song for us this evening.
Well, since I was going to be with y'all, I wanted to do it the cowboy way, so I'm going to do
right.
Cowboy Sweetheart.
One, two, three.
I wanna be a cowboy sweetheart, wanna learn to rope and ride, wanna ride out on the plains and deserts, out west of the great divide. I wanna hear the coyotes howling when the sun sinks in the west. I wanna be a cowboy sweetheart, that's the life I'll live. Yodel-O-T-O-I-D-L-O, Yodel-O-T-A-I-D-L-A, Yodel-O-T-O-I-D-L-O-T-A, Yodel-O-T-O-I-D-L-O-T.
How about it?
Yeah, boys. little lonely lady. I wanna be a cowboy sweetheart. That's a life I'll have best. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Boy, she can deliver a song. I'm telling you, you know, Peter, it is great to be around you. You are such an upbeat, positive kind of person.
Well, I guess I am too slim. You know what they say, life's too short.
Yes, a happy, kind of sunshiny type of person, always a smile.
Yep, I guess so.
Always looking out for that silver lining, aren't you, Skeeter? That rainbow just over the horizon. That laughing place where all God's creatures can live and let live in a happy, happy time.
Ranger Doug, what's with the Slimster? I think he's overheating.
It'll happen, Skeeter. Two Slims probably pointing a joke that'll show up later on in the show.
Oh, pointing a joke. Does he have to use a pile driver?
Yes. It's not the easy way, but it's the Two Slim way. Ladies and gentlemen, another big hand for the sunny, upbeat, always happy Skeeter Davis.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WBXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddle Pals. We continue now with a national Buck Beetle Polka Countdown with survey song number 3, Yesterday
Polka!
Back, Buckaroos and Buckarettes, you're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now, Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 11 of the exciting Western melodrama, Marauders of the Cosmos. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall.
Excuse me. Sorry, I'm late. Hold everything, would you?
What? Who are you?
Maybe you didn't notice we're trying to do a radio show.
Yeah. Of course I noticed. That's why I'm here. The Commissioner of Public Radio asked me to drop by and give you boys a hand. I'm Drew Adair.
So?
Yeah. Drew Adair, the director.
The what?
Oh, it's worse than I thought. You don't even know what a director is, do you?
Well, maybe we do and maybe we don't.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I had a chance to go over your script in the limo on the way over, and I just want to make a few tiny changes.
Well, wait a minute.
Your characters are too expected. We need some juxtaposition here. Now, who's playing this Ranger Doug role?
Well, I am, of course.
No. You're too right. We need to put an edge on the character. You there with the fiddle. Let me hear your voice.
Sir? I mean, ma'am?
Excellent. You'll be Ranger Doug.
Really? I mean, I thought as much.
Let's see now. Who is too slim?
Well, I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
Huh?
You're too for the part. Well, you there with the big white hat.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. You're too slim. No.
What?
No, wait. You're Woody Paul. It's only fair.
Well, okay.
Woody? Where'd he go?
Well, he went to get a cup of coffee and... Probably call his broker and eat an apple, I don't know.
You told him to be me. I mean, you told him to be me. Woody Paul.
So I did. Now, who is this Texas Bix Bender person?
Well, I am.
I don't think so. Too Texas. You be too slim.
You be too full of cow compost.
Now. Let's just try it my way.
Yeah, but if he's too slim, then who am I?
You're perfect for Texas Bix.
Me? I get to sell
baby chicks?
Wonderful! Oh, accordion player, is it Joey? Trey plays us with the sound effects fellow over there.
I will not play the accordion.
Perfect! Okay, let's take it from the top of the page. Music!
I will not play the accordion.
And now, Writers Radio Theater.
You're not Texas Bix anymore.
Sorry.
Thank you. Pick it up from formerly Too Slim.
Okay.
And now, Writers Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 10 of the...
11.
Sorry.
Stay in character. Your new character.
Oh, thus it was, episode 11, in the exciting Western melodrama, Marauders of the Cosmos.
Where's the serial music?
I will not play the accordion.
Just go on without it.
Okay.
As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, the writers have been searching the Grand Croutons for the last surviving Studebaker Golden Hawk, and Slocum and Charlie are up to their usual skullduggery.
Right.
Hold it. Huh? Slocum, you're not right.
Right.
What about you there, big fella? Let's hear you say right.
Oh, stick it, lady.
Perfect! You be Slocum.
Wah.
And as for you, you be the doofus, Charlie.
I can't act that stupid.
Shut up, you idiot.
That's it. Perfect.
Ah, wait.
Okay. Go on there, Texas Bix.
Okay. Well, Slocum has built a rocket gun powered by a special fuel called yodelarium. A lost comet called Rudy is soon coming very close to Earth. Rudy is made of an element unknown on Earth called spamion. It is believed that a single spoonful of spamion can power a city the size of New York for half a century. That's the reason for the rocket gun, the Prince of Villains.
These days, that's me.
I want to see my agent.
Be a doll and work with me on this.
Charlie, shoot that woman, please.
I'm Slocum. You're Charlie.
Oh, rats.
I will not play the accordion.
Texas Bix, continue, please.
Certainly.
Then in our last episode...
No. You're too slim now. He's Texas Bix.
Yeah, I'm Texas Bix, okay?
My worst nightmare.
Tell me about it.
I will not play the accordion.
Please, people, remember who you are.
Yeah, Texas Bix.
I'm too slim.
Hey, come back. I heard any lines yet?
No.
I thought as much.
I thought as much.
Please, continue, Texas Bix. My Texas Bix.
Gotcha.
Then in our last episode, Slocum, wanting to test out his rocket gun, gave Charlie a headset and wireless microphone and sent him 3 miles up Mount Brigitte, the grandest crouton of them all, to the mouth of the barrel of his rocket gun and told him to climb inside.
What do you see?
I see a big, long, black hole. What'd you expect?
Let go and slide down into it.
Charlie, you idiot.
You're Charlie.
I'm not gonna do it.
I see we need a little lesson in who's the boss, you idiot.
I'm the boss, you're the idiot.
Let's see, if I raise the angle of the barrel to...
Don't do it, Charlie.
Oh, 180 degrees.
Charlie, that's straight up. I'll fall like a rock. I'll be pointed at the ground, Charlie.
Right.
Cue the sound effects, formerly Joey, now Zeno. That's you.
Okay.
Huh?
What in the world? That's the wrong sound effect.
That's because I'm the accordion player.
I will not play the accordion.
I don't care what sound effect you want. I'm firing this thing.
Charlie, wait, no!
So long.
Texas Bix, get us out of this.
Gotcha.
Meanwhile, back at the famed old Harmony Ranch, as they are so many of these afternoons, Riders in the Sky are gathered in their kitchen for a hearty lunch served up by their old sidekick, Side Meat.
Boys, I got a surprise for you. Instead of biscuits and beans today, we're having beans and biscuits.
Hold it.
Hold it for what, you linoleum warping wing bat? Ain't no...
Nothing. You just play yourself.
Yeah, who else would I play?
I will not play the accordion.
Just carry on, people. Texas Bix, don't you have a line?
Thus it was,
Well, no, I don't.
Well, actually, let's just improvise this part. Everybody just start talking, but stay in character.
All right.
Boys.
I don't have to do it.
On turbo.
This could go on for some time.
I love American youth.
This has gone on long enough. Texas Too Slim Bix, get us out of this. Come on.
Oh, okay. Suddenly, the phone rang.
Hey, sounds like somebody's at the door.
It's the phone.
Gosh, Ranger Doug, what should we do?
I don't know, but I don't have to know.
Somebody answer the phone!
Very well. Hello, Harmony Ranch. Ranger Doug, I Love American Youth speaking.
The call was for Drew Adair, and it was from Michael Eisner.
You're kidding. Really?
It's for you, Drew.
Gosh. Hello, this is Drew Adair. Is this Michael Eisner?
Has a mouse got a tail? Has a duck got a crack? Of course, this is Michael Eisner. Listen up, Drew. I want you to get out of radio and come to Hollywood. I need you to direct the animated version of Ollie North's fairy tale biography.
I am on the next plane, Michael.
And so, suddenly, without warning, Joey went back to the accordion, Zito went back to the sound effects, and everybody else went back to being themselves again, and...
Equilibrium was restored to Tumbleweed Valley! And once again, there was peace in the valley. And as there are most afternoons when there is peace in the valley, most folks in Tumbleweed Valley are tuned in to radio station KZKZ. For the Sunshine Happy Days Afternoon Accordion Hour. And the famed old Harmony Ranch is no exception. While they listen, side meet is fixing dinner.
Boy, it's gonna be the best dinner I ever fixed.
Too Slim is just finishing up a letter he's been meaning to write for some time to the United States Interior Department.
Boy, this ought to do it. Once they read this letter, they'll have no choice but to do the right thing, and that will save the Studebaker Golden Hawk no matter what.
And Ranger Doug and Woody are working on a search grid that will cover every square inch of the Grand Crouton.
If that Studebaker Golden Hawk is there, this search will find it.
Woody, with a plan like this, we can't fail.
And that was I'm the Luckiest Girl in the Whole Wide World Because I Married an Accordion Player, composed by the beloved Cleveland composer, Patty Miskulin. And now it's time for our special guest on the Sunshine Happy Days Accordion Hour. Please join me in welcoming a lovely lady and a terrific singer who can really deliver a song, the wonderfully happy Skeeter Davis.
Thank you. Thank you, Joey. It's really wonderful to be here.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here, Skeeter. We couldn't be happier. You're a terrific singer who can really deliver a song, and, you know, you're always so happy. How do you do it?
My music. It just makes me happy to sing.
Well, what are we waiting for? I'll just play and you deliver. What's it gonna be?
I'd like to sing one of my big hits for you from the past. It's called The End of the World.
Well, let's do it.
Why does the sun go on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore? Don't they know it's the end of the world? 'Cause you don't love me anymore.
Why? The beautiful, eerie song with its somber lyrics casts a spell over Tumbleweed Valley and affects everyone who hears it at the famed old Harmony Ranch.
Gosh, she really does deliver a song. I wonder if there's any sense in even sending this letter.
Ranger Doug, we're never going to find that bird.
I know, Woody. I know.
I can't cook. I never could. Why do I even bother? I'm a bad cook.
And at the office of the High Sheriff.
Elvis is dead.
And even at the First Rational Bank.
We have a Democratic administration. Miss Pica.
You'll never marry me.
And even in the back room of the Dry Gulch Saloon.
My plans never work out. 5 stinking years in this melodrama and never win. I never beat Riders in the Sky.
You know what I realized, boss, after all this time?
What?
I am so stupid.
As the song ends, the valley is in a deep depression. Only one thing can save it. Thank God for Joey.
Thank you, Skeeter. Thank you.
My pleasure, Joey.
Skeeter?
Yes?
Can I turn this song into a polka?
Go ahead. Be my guest.
The bright, vibrant, exciting sounds of the polka flood the valley with life, and almost instantly, hope is restored at the famed old Harmony Ranch.
What was I thinking? The government is my friend.
Woody, we're gonna find that Studebaker Golden Hawk.
Yes, we will.
Oh, I'm a great cook. Well, I'm a good cook. Well, I can cook. Mooch.
At the office of the High Sheriff,
Elvis is alive.
And at the First Rational Bank,
he'll be a one-term president. Miss Pica! Miss Pica, let's go to Opal's tap room for a small touché.
Oh, Cash, you do care.
Yes.
And in the back room of the Dry Gulch Saloon.
This time I'll get him. I'll take him out in the next episode.
Right.
Will Slocum take him out in the next episode? Does Elvis live? Are there any Studebaker Golden Hawks in the Grand Croutons? Well, you won't find the answers to these questions, let alone the answers. Or the questions anywhere but right here. Same time, same station next week in episode 5 of Marauders of the Cosmos, entitled Doofus in Space. It's frightening, fearful, fraught-filled melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this Theater of the Mind.
This is the VXU Radio Network.